poll, Young Democrats More Likely to Despise Republicans. By Katherine Hamilton on December 8, 2021. Young Democrat voters are more likely to despise the other party, a poll released by Axios on Tuesday found. According to the report, Democrats are far more likely to dismiss people than Republicans. The poll found that 71% of Democrats would not go on a date with someone who holds opposing views, 37% would not be friends with a Republican, and 30% would not work for someone with a different voting history. Why it matters, partisan divides, as each side inhabits parallel political, cultural and media universes make a future of discord and distrust in the U.S. all the more likely, Axios wrote. The study was conducted November 18 to 22 with 850 students nationwide from two-year and four-year schools, and the margin of error is +/+3.4 percentage points. In contrast, only 31% of Republicans said they would refuse to date someone from the opposite party, and just 5% said they would not be friends with a Democrat. 7% of Republicans said they could not work for someone from the opposite party. Apart from politics, women are less likely than men to date someone with a differing viewpoint, 41% to 67%. Women are also less likely than men to work for a boss who voted for a different candidate, 76% to 86%. Men are more likely than women to support businesses that have differing viewpoints, 84% to 68%. The poll results can be contextualized by a 2020 survey from the Libertarian Cato Institute, which found that 62% of Americans and 77% of Republicans were afraid to share their political views. Even a majority of Democrats, 52%, reported being afraid to share their views, according to the 2020 poll report. A new Cato National Survey finds that self-censorship is on the rise in the United States. Nearly two-thirds, 62%, of Americans say the political climate these days prevents them from saying things they believe because others might find them offensive. The share of Americans who self-censor has risen several points since 2017 when 58% of Americans agreed with this statement. Strong liberals stood out, however, as the only political group who felt they could express themselves. Nearly 6 in 10, 58%, of staunch liberals said they felt they could say what they believe.